On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Security in and around Woodburn Stadium in Scottsville is being beefed up. It's the venue for the State of the Province address later this week.
There is a plan, a security plan that is led by South African Police Services.
Zulu King Misuzulu Kazwelatini will officially open the legislature on Thursday. On Friday, Premier Tami Ntuli is scheduled to deliver the SOPA, in which he'll outline his administration's plans for the province in front of an audience of about 2,000 people. KZN Legislature Speaker Nontembeko Boyce says it's all systems go.
We are happy to announce that all our stakeholders are now fully on board and have accepted our invitations. We are ready to officially commence with the annual program of our legislature.
Five suspected robbers have been killed in a shootout with the police in Ntuzuma, north of Durban. Officers are busy combing the area for more gunmen who fled the scene this morning. The police's Robert Netshwenda says they were acting on information about an unconfirmed number of suspects travelling in two vehicles. He says it's believed they were planning to carry out a business robbery in Kwamashu.
The suspects' two vehicles were parked at the corner of Mdubu and Melusi Street, and suspected that the suspects had a disagreement which led to shots being fired amongst themselves. Police stumbled upon the altercation and suspects turned their guns to the police and police retaliated. During the shootout, four suspects were shot and fatally wounded. A search in the vicinity of the crime scene led to the discovery of the body of the fifth suspect who had attempted to flee and sustained gunshot wounds.
Ntuzuma says they've recovered three firearms so far. He says another two suspects who allegedly shot each other were found at a hospital. President Cyril Ramaphosa is convening a special cabinet meeting today to discuss the issues that led to the national budget being postponed. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana is expected to present an alternative after disagreements within the GNU over a proposed 2 percentage point VAT hike. The deadlock led to the budget address being moved from last week to the 12th of March. News 24 is reporting that the meeting aims to find a compromise amid concerns over revenue shortfalls and economic strain. And a French surgeon facing assault and rape charges has gone on trial in another abuse case that has shocked the nation. Joël Lesguanec is already in jail after a court found him guilty of abusing four children. In the latest trial, the 74-year-old faces allegations that he also assaulted almost 300 patients over more than two decades. Prosecutors say the alleged crimes took place at a dozen hospitals, with most of the victims under 15. The trial comes months after Gisèle Pelicot's rape case wrapped up. Pelicot has since become a symbol of resistance, was drugged by her then husband, who recruited strangers to assault her. A recap of our lead story. Security in and around Woodburn Stadium in Scottsville is being beefed up. It's the venue for the State of the Province address later this week. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.